Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, y'all. It's Vlad Harris here with another Panther Rants podcast. It's Thursday. We're getting into Friday coming up. End of another week. We got about Easter. Easter's next week. It seems like Easter gets later and later anymore. It's mid-April now. I always thought Easter was earlier. But anyways, NCAA tournament wrapped up. And we have another champion. And it's in the ACC. North Carolina. The champs. Which is funny because after the first week, there was maybe like one ACC team left. It was North Carolina. And of course, you had people from the other power conferences pounding their chests. ACC is dead. Go ACC, blah, blah, blah. ACC sucks. Ha, ha, ha. Overrated. And then by the end of the second weekend, you had one ACC team. You had four teams left. One was from the ACC. One from the freaking West Coast Conference, Gonzaga. And of course, you had you had South Carolina, and you had Baylor. So South Carolina, you know, SEC, Baylor, the Big 12. So, you know what? Scratch that. Oregon from the Pac-12. I'm getting the Oregon and the Baylor jerseys mixed up because they're freaking green, both of them. But Baylor's is green, but Oregon is like the green leprechaun Lucky Charm type of green. Instead of that annoying type of green where it's like it just, you know, I guess it pisses you off when you look at it. That or that and the ridiculous court looking court as well. But yeah. So yeah, one from the Pac-12, one from the ACC, one from SEC, and one from a mid-major, West Coast Conference. So, Oregon had a chance to take out North Carolina, but played hero ball at times. Wasted possessions by trying to shoot threes. A lot of times, you gotta keep it simple. Get the two. And that's what happened. That's what should have happened. And North Carolina walked out with a win. And as far as the championship game goes, I mean, overall, the tournament was good. It was a really good tournament. You had people complaining because the first two rounds, there wasn't enough drama. And, of course, you had all these hot takes of wanting to fix college basketball when there was really nothing wrong with it to begin with. Plus, viewership. Ratings were up with the tournament as well. The ratings were up 40% supposedly. But yeah, let's fix college basketball because it's not interesting. For those saying that, stick to college football and pros because that's all you know. But on the women's side also, yeah, I mean, UConn lost, and to me, I swear to God, if you watch that game, it's almost as if UConn lost that game on purpose because they passed up so many second chance points in the paint where they could just easily put it up and in, and they just kept passing the ball out. But enough of that. Back to the final game. You know, the game itself, I mean, was great in the first half. Second half, the referees just took it over and destroyed it. Maybe they were trying to script it to be WWE-like. I don't know. maybe to keep it close, but it was ridiculously bad. But, you know, it was cool. I mean, the court for Phoenix looked pretty, in Arizona, it looked nice. I mean, it was nice. It looked like everything was nicely done. But now we got to deal with transfers now. You know, Pitt needs to bring in some players, and there's guys available. So we'll see how that goes. Of course, they're looking, you know, they got to bring another assistant coach as well. You know, Orlando Teague was off the market, so you can't get him. But given the whole scandal he was in with the cheating scandal, probably not a good idea to bring him in anyway. You know, I guess he tried to do what he did what Calipari does at Kentucky, and well, just didn't work out. What you can do at Kentucky, you can do at Kentucky, but you can't do it in South Florida. Too much going on there. All right, now let's get to some Pitt talk. I have not talked about the AD hire for Heather Like. And, hey, you know what? It's cool we're hiring a female. Because, you know, women tend to have more common sense than we do as men. You know, that's how it goes usually. There's nothing wrong with that. Really, there's not. And look at her resume. You know, she did some work with Ohio State, and she did pretty well at Eastern Michigan. I mean, one thing to realize about Eastern Michigan football is when she came in, there was talk of Eastern Michigan going Division I AA, dropping down on classification, because they just, you know, the notion was they couldn't do it anymore at 1A. And I can understand why, because if you're a member of like a MAC conference, you're probably drawing not enough revenue. You know, you're not bringing as much revenue in. And of course, you know, and if you keep losing, you can't. I mean, the hires you make, that's in, you know, when you're at MAC school, they got to be really good. They got to be really good hires. You got to know what you're doing when selecting the right guy for the job. Because you can't afford a bunch of losing seasons, or else interest is gone. And that's what was happening to Michigan. You know, they could, you know, if you can't win, then that's that. But that was the unfortunate thing that happened with these, you know, with programs like Eastern Michigan. But she made it work. They just went to a bowl game, and they're investing money in there to their facilities, $35 million. So, being that she was also at Ohio State too, she knows football drives the bus. She knows it, and obviously, I think at Pitt, football is going to be probably the priority. Which is nothing wrong with that. Football drives the bus, but I'm not sure what you can do with Pitt football. You know, the fan base, you'll have your core fans, but the rest of the people are fickle. And if it's the same crap that you see year in and year out with Pitt, people are going to show up. They have some momentum right now. You know, two consecutive 8-1 seasons, but they need a breakthrough. Can they do it? Who knows? I don't think Pitt's ever going to pack Heinz Field. It's just a reality. It's 65,000 plus. There's just reality involved, and I just don't think it's going to happen. It happened once, 2003, but you had, you know, Larry Fitzgerald, who was a Heisman contender. Pitt was a favorite to win the Big East that year, and they had a really good product. But it fell, you know, they fell apart. So can she do it here? Who knows? I mean, this is not like the Pirates, where the Pirates is, you know, where they can suck for 20 years. Yeah, this is the Pirates where you can hand out bobbleheads and get 30 and pack your, you know, and pack your stadium despite how bad the team sucks, which they did for about 20-something odd years. But they still pack the stadium because, you know, PNC Park is a beautiful ballpark. Great place to watch a game. And, of course, you want to attract fans, hand out free shit. Excuse my language. So she's got that. She wants to bring in lacrosse, which is grand. I mean, you might as well be like the Lax Bros in the ACC. Go ahead, might as well join them. But you know, there's a lot. Obviously, you know, Scott Barnes, his brief time here, you know, did some good for the university, but the what really killed his legacy, what was his brief stay here, was the Pitt basketball situation. And pretty much when you in any type of instance, when you get rid of the cult leader, the cult following is going to get you for it. And that's what happened with Scott Barnes. And he really didn't get rid of Jamie Dixon. That's the notion we're getting at, we're dealing with. He left on his own, and of course, they're saying that he nudged him out. No, he wanted Jamie to give up some full control of the program. He wanted, you know, Scott Barnes, that's the thing. When you have a new boss, your new boss is going to want your hand in everything. You know, he's going to want to be knowing what's going on. I mean, it happens. It happened at one place, you know, several places I worked at where I got a new boss and they wanted to know everything and have some control over decision makings. It happens. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. Person quits and leaves. Kind of what happened there. So that's done. But we'll see what happens. And we got 3 minutes left, so I'll talk about briefly about Pitt spring football. Right now, obviously, the guy who's steering things is Max Brown at quarterback. But I really wouldn't be too... Personally, I really wouldn't be too sold on the guy. He's going to be the one. Because at USC, he got unseated by underclassmen. I mean, the guy was, I think, a redshirt freshman, I believe. He's probably a sophomore now. But yeah, he got unseated by that guy, Sam Darnold. He got unseated by him, and Darnold obviously is really good. He's probably going to play on Sundays. Max Brown, who knows if he'll play on Sundays or not. I mean, he obviously tried to play on Saturdays, and well, he ended up losing his job because he struggled. But Sean Watson tends to be really good with quarterbacks, so maybe he will shape him up a bit. But like I said, I wouldn't. But because of that, I mean, I still won't be too sold on him yet. Plus, he has some competition as well. Manny Stocker's still there. There's Ben DiNucci, Tom McVitie. He still has those guys to deal with. So I wouldn't be too sold on Max Brown yet. Because he obviously couldn't win the starting quarterback job at USC. But that's the thing. If you're a 4 or 5-star quarterback at a program like USC, they recruit several of those guys. So if you struggle, someone else is going to take your job. That's just the reality of it. So let's hope a Pitt, that he realizes that he can lose his job again. Because if not, if we just give the keys to him, it could be a long season. Who knows? But that's the thing. It all comes down to who is that quarterback for us. Hail to Pitt.